they have success with one client and not success with another. And they take responsibility for that. And we say, when you take responsibility for that, then you do shut down your, shut down's too strong of a word, but you do hinder your vortex and things get worse, not better. Where if you acknowledge that you've done your work in advance, you're not doing it now, you've done it in advance, and now you are in the state of allowing. One of the things that Esther discovered as a very good mindset for her to hold, which made the receiving of us easier, her first discovery was the word willing. I'm willing, meaning I know I can do this and I want to. I'm willing. So there was a huge releasing of resistance in that. And then subsequently, Esther has found a phrase that she always offers. For years and years, it was the dominant phrase she offered, where she said, "Abraham, I want to speak clearly your words or your meaning." And that sort of put her in that right mindset, because she did not want anything that was her to get mixed in terms of directing anything. And then recently, she began saying, as she is standing at the podium, getting ready to allow us, "Abraham, I want the energy that is you to dominate my being." In other words, she knows she's not going to croak. She knows she's not going away. She knows that her conscious awareness is somehow necessary. She knows that she's in the interpretive process. So she knows that she has a part to play. She just doesn't want the part that she's playing to get in the way of the part we're playing. And so those were the words that she began to offer. And very recently, she has been closing her eyes and envisioning, turning and going with the flow and the stream carrying her right into the vibration of Abraham. It's been a really delicious thought for her. She just imagines herself just flowing, closing the gap, closing the gap, closing the gap, and she can feel the infusion of that which is us. And then she feels the nod even of nodding of agreement from us, just saying, nothing to worry about.
Can I ask another question? If someone asks me to channel, I get excited, but then right before, I get a lot of apprehension and I feel like I'm really going upstream. And then when I do it, I really, really enjoy it. I enjoy the clarity. I enjoy the feeling of the vibration. But then often afterwards, I'll either go really, really upstream or I feel like I have to go to sleep. I just get really, really tired.
Esther remembers that in the beginning, okay. All of that. She remembers the feeling of anxiety because Jerry sort of dragged her kicking and screaming into this. And and there was a sensation of self-consciousness about it. In other words, there she is in front of people. And in the early days especially, there were always people in the room who had come as spectators or had come as mockers or who had come just to see what was going on. And so Esther's self-consciousness was present before she allowed us to dominate. Once she allowed us to dominate her vibration, all of that self-consciousness went away and she would have a wonderful experience. And so, and the thing about being tired, Esther would say to Jerry, after Jerry would ask questions for a while, Esther would feel exhausted and she would say to Jerry, "What if you're using me up? What if I'm like a candle and once it's burned away, that will be the end of me?" And in time, we were able to help Esther to understand that it was her resistance that made her feel tired. When you summon energy that you're not up to speed with through your vessel for a period of time, it is an exhausting experience. But the more you do it, and even better, the more you get up to speed with it before you do it, then you will find it to be exhilarating. Esther is always more filled with energy and enthusiasm than anyone else in the room. In other words, she really believes that this could go on never-endedly because it feels to her that the infusion of energy, that much more energy, or that the energy is infused as it is diffused. In other words, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. So it feels like this eternal stream of life, and it is. No reason for you to feel tired. It is resistance.
Okay, and do you have any tips? I know that all of this has been about not resisting, but could you help me with that, please?
Well, we've been talking about that
yes,
through the entire gathering, and so your resistance does not...